On the spring equinox, the community room of the Glenwood Springs Library became a fitting room for prom dresses. Short and long, bling or not, from lime green chiffon to gold lamé and everything in between, 4 dozen prom goers and some moms spent the after-school hours rustling through the racks.
They're all very cute. I kind of want one that's floor length, though. Down to the ruffles.
What color are you looking for, Molly?
I like more of the blue, but I want it to be simpler. I don't love super, super flashy.
Okay.
Molly Piper is a junior at Glenwood Springs High School.
I was just looking for more of a simple prom dress, because last year I got mine from here, actually. So I was hoping to find one that was maybe similar to that one this year.
The girls who don't come to the library to pick out a dress, do you have any clue how much they spend on a dress?
Oh, it depends. I know some girls are more simple, like they go up to the Aspen, like thrift stores, and they find dresses there. And some other girls I heard this year, someone spent like, $500 on a dress, and that's a little too much for me. It's not what I mean to spend. I think it just depends on the person. Like, some people aren't as comfortable as wearing used dresses, but I don't mind it at all. So
these don't look all that used to me. What do you think of the selection this year?
I think they're pretty good. Last year, I feel like they maybe had some more dresses, but this year, all the ones that are here look really nice and honestly have a lot of potential. They're all really pretty.
Okay, well, I'm going to get back with you after you pick one out.
I'm Becca.
And what prom are you getting ready for?
GSHS. I've picked out 2 dresses that have a really soft material that I was kind of surprised to find. They are all in really great condition, and one of the dresses that I have is the Marilyn Monroe style.
Describe a Marilyn Monroe style.
It's a more elegant look, and it has a 1 strap that goes around your neck, and it allows you to not have to wear a bra, which is always very nice sometimes.
So that looks like the dress that she was wearing in the movie The 7-Year Itch when she stands on top of that heater on the sidewalk and it blows all the skirt up. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Are you a prom sister, prom mom?
I'm a prom mom.
Are you?
I am. My name is Sharona Bishop. We live in Silt, and we moved up here from Mesa County. I think it's really interesting that people can be able to donate their dresses they've worn one time and have them be useful to someone else again. I think it's a great idea. We did it where I came from.
So when you were in school in Mesa County, you had this?
After I was done with high school, you know how you save all your dresses from every year, and Central High School started doing this, and so I had donated my dresses way back then. So yeah, it just makes a lot of sense, and I would like it not to be like a stigma. You know, if somebody is needing a dress and people are willing to, you know, re-gift or re-donate those dresses, I just think it's a great idea. You could go and have a fabulous dinner for that money you would spend on the dress and go have an amazing experience. So
Magdalia Segovia.
Which school do you go to? Magdalia Segovia attends Glenwood Springs High School. She picked a black and white number because those are the colors she wears the most. As for Molly Piper, she and her friend Cassandra Rodriguez found exactly what they were looking for. You look like a queen now. Tell me about your dress.
Oh, it's very, very simple. It kind of has a little dip in the front with some gathers, and it's just straight all the way down to the floor. Very form-fitting. It fits perfectly.
So is this the one?
Definitely. I'll add a blue ribbon to it or something simple.
Are you and Cassandra going together, or how's that working?
Oh, are we going together? I guess we're going, but just as friends.
Well, you'll be the queens of the ball.
As always.
Girls took home 35 dresses in all. Prom season begins at Rifle High School on April 12th and ends with Glenwood Springs High School on May 4th. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.